It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Breeze, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. We are heading into Week 3, but Week 2 was such a mess in the NFL. We're going to spend a lot of time going over injuries, helping everyone out there with their waiver wire reports, and also talking about some daily fantasy with DraftKings, as some of our members made a lot of money in Week 2. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Anthony Grace, a.k.a. the PPR Monster. What's going on, Ant? Anthony, my man, are you there? Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear me to myself?
Hang on one sec.
Are we good?
Ah, there's Anthony.
All right, I'm back. All right, man. So, yeah, this weekend, oh, God. Injuries. That's the main topic we've got to go over today. There are a lot of people going to be panicking, stars going down, so we're going to calm everybody down and find out who we can get in your lineup for you this week to replace anyone who you lost.
A very exciting weekend in the NFL. Anthony, you pointed out some games here. Three last-second field goals, the Browns over the Saints, Rams over the Bucks, Eagles over the Colts on that Monday night thriller. And then we saw some big-time comebacks, the Bears coming back against the 49ers, Packers coming back against the Jets, and how about the Chargers taking down the Seahawks?
Man, good games all around. We saw a little bit of everything. We saw some games come down to the end, which everybody loves an exciting game, especially if your team's not in it. Nail-biter's great if your team's not blowing somebody out. You got those two NFC North teams, big comebacks. I mean, the Bears, I went to bed. I fell asleep at halftime of that game, figured, it's over. San Francisco in their new house. They're not going to let the Bears come back. They're down 10. The Bears look sluggish that whole first half, and I wake up, and, you know, the Bears come back. The Packers had that big comeback. Bad timeout call that the refs gave the Jets when they really shouldn't have. Should have been a tied game. Probably been a little more exciting. We saw a little bit of everything this weekend. It was great.
We certainly did. And a little bit of everything. Injuries included in that, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But we're going to spend a lot of time because a lot of big-time stars went down with injuries in Week 2, and that's just the nature of the game, folks. It happens all the time. There are benefits to injuries where you're playing daily fantasy because they don't matter. You have a new team every week, and you don't have to worry about players going down. But for those of you out there in traditional formats, redraft leagues, we're going to help you get to the waiver wire. Taking your questions at 855-728-7500. You can also email us webradio@patriots.com. For those of you that are listening to us on demand a little bit later in the week via the podcast or the Patriots mobile app, you can hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. A lot of ways that you can get in touch with us. And Anthony, it was a very, I've mixed feelings about Week 2. Part of me realizes that when players like Jamaal Charles, AJ Green, RG3, Ryan Matthews, Knowshon Moreno, Mark Ingram, Doug Martin, all those players go down with injuries, it's a pain in the neck, it's a headache, it's very frustrating, and it's very disappointing. That being said, I won a lot of money this weekend on DraftKings. I didn't have to worry about any injuries because that's one of the many benefits of playing a daily fantasy. And a lot of our members won some big-time money. I was tweeting back and forth all week ever since the game started with our good friend Sebastian from Canada, who I believe is a listener of this show. I'm trying to get him to call in a little bit later. And this guy won 25 grand playing at DraftKings plus a free trip to Vegas, plus a free entry into the World Series of Poker, all by playing in one of our contests that we've been promoting here the last couple weeks.
Yeah, see what happens when you sign up for DraftKings.com. You watch football on Sunday, you catch the Monday night game, and next thing you know, your bank account could be going up by five digits. You could get a trip to Vegas, you could be playing some poker with some of the stars. I mean, there's no downside to playing daily fantasy football, and it's exciting. It's just as exciting as your regular league that you're playing every week, you know, for a championship at the end, but you know, green makes anybody smile, even if you lose in your regular league, like some of us do every week. So you never know.
This guy, Sebastian, tweeted me. He said, close to winning five DraftKings contests, including the $1 million contest, which he won in third place. He got $25,000 for finishing in third place. But he started off on Twitter just Just saying that, he goes, hey, Bill Henry, I'm close to winning this DraftKings contest. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, what? What is he talking about? You know, $1 million contest. There's 32,000 people in this contest, and one of our members is hitting me up on Twitter saying he's close to winning. So I'm like, all right, I got to look into this. Sure enough, I check out the standings. I check out his username, and there he is in third place. Now, the Sunday night game was still going on. Not a whole lot in fantasy. Brandon Marshall, I don't think a lot of people used him this week because he was questionable to start the day. And I said, Sebastian, you know, there's a lot of players on Monday night. Let's look at who's behind you and see if they can catch up. So he and I were going back and forth, and I think a couple guys had Sproles and maybe one or two guys had T.Y. Hilton, but he held on to that lead, and he finished in third place, and he's $25,000 richer, and he gets into the World Series of Poker.
He's going to have it's a great season for him already. 2 weeks into the year, and no matter what happens the rest of the way, he's going to have a great year. So, you know, congratulations to Sebastian. Anybody listening who hasn't played DraftKings, look what can happen. You never know. So get in there, play, and, you know, we'll give you advice every single week. That's what we're here for.
All right, let's get into some of these injuries, Ant, because I know most people are ripping their hair out. I'm bald already, so I was ripping out my arm hair and my leg hair. It was just going crazy. There was a 15-minute window on Sunday where RG3 went down, and it looks like he's going to be down for a while. AJ Green went out, Knowshon Moreno went out, and DeSean Jackson went out. I'm talking about like 15. I was watching the Red Zone channel. John Hansen just kept coming in. Oh, this guy's out. This guy's out. Oh, we have another injury over here. Let's go to Green Bay, or let's go to Cincinnati and the Falcons. AJ Green's not coming back. It was chaotic. Sunday, bloody Sunday for sure.
Yeah, this week was one of those weeks, if you're watching the Red Zone, where they're flipping to games and you don't know if it's going to be a touchdown or an injury. Like you said, that 15-minute period, RG3 gets taken down, and then DeSean Jackson, and then Knowshon Moreno. It's just one after the other after the other. I mean, it was hard to watch, especially if you had someone playing. You know, you had a lot of faith in Knowshon Moreno going into this week, and, you know, he goes out, doesn't really do much for you. I mean, Ryan Matthews, yeah, just name after name after name. It was hard to watch.
All right, so let's get into this injury report. We'll start off with quarterbacks. Robert Griffin III, he dislocated his ankle. If you didn't see the video and you're squeamish, don't watch it because you see his ankle pop out on the other side. I think he's going to be out at least 2 months. The team is saying 6 to 8 weeks. We know Kirk Cousins is going to take over. I really wonder if Cousins ever gives that job back to RG3.
I was thinking the same thing, Bill. I think if Kirk Cousins comes in there, plays strong, plays well, leads the team, they get a couple wins when RG3's gone, and they look strong, and they look fluid, and they have good continuity, I don't think Kirk Cousins is coming out. The offense looks so much better with Kirk Cousins in there for, you know, three quarters as opposed to RG3 for that game and quarter he played.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think Kirk Cousins is saying everything the right way. He's saying, you know, this is still Robert's team. This is still, you know, I'm just the backup. I'm going to do everything I can to help my team. So that's a little bit of different kind of tone than what we've heard from Robert Griffin III over the last couple of years, where I think he started to get a little bit cocky.
Yeah, he did, but now he suffered another big injury to his ankle. First it was his knee, now it's his ankle. A mobile quarterback like RG3, when he's getting injuries to his legs, that's never a good sign. And the Redskins didn't want to give up Kirk Cousins this offseason on the chance that RG3 might go down. I mean, they probably had a lot of offers coming to them, knocks on their door for Kirk Cousins, didn't give him up, and now they look very, very smart for not doing that.
If you had RG3, are you okay with now starting Kirk Cousins on your fantasy team?
I am a huge. I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the biggest pickup on the waiver wire this week. He's one I'm targeting in my leagues, and I'm working on my stardom sim for this week, and he is the first quarterback I'm starting this week.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Starting against the Eagles. Kirk Cousins. 250 yards this week. No interceptions. 2 touchdowns. And like I said, he started in this league before, so it's not like a guy coming in who hasn't played in the NFL, a rookie or anything like that. He knows what he's getting himself into. He's got a nice matchup with Philadelphia. I love Kirk Cousins this week and from here on out.
All right, next quarterback to get injured. Wasn't really a week two injury, but we found out about it basically on Sunday. Carson Palmer did not play against the New York Giants. He was out with a shoulder injury. We saw Drew Stanton come in, beat the Giants. Right now, Carson Palmer is week to week. I think we're less concerned about Carson Palmer and more concerned about how it affects Michael Floyd, Larry Fitz, and Andre Ellington.
Yeah, Carson Palmer last week looked good in the Monday night game, week one. Not much talk about him and his injury throughout the week, and then kind of popped up over the weekend. He might not play. Oh, he's 50-50 to play, looking like he's not going to play. And it did. It pretty much came up out of nowhere. But the Cardinals went into New York. They got the win, and I guess we'll see what happens with Carson Palmer this week. Maybe he'll be able to make it back. I don't think we know enough about the injury to really decide at this point.
Let's move over to the running back position. Major, major injury here. He was a top three pick. Jamaal Charles of the Kansas City Chiefs has a dreaded high ankle sprain. Typically costs players 4 to 6 weeks of action. The team is saying it's not as severe as they originally thought, but I'm saying he's in serious doubt for the Chiefs' Week 3 matchup.
Yeah, he's not playing this week. I mean, the three dreaded words for anybody who's good with their legs is high ankle sprain. It's just a sad situation. But Nile Davis came in there. He looks very, very good. 82 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, caught 7 to 10 targets, another 29 yards. So if you listen, yeah, you handcuffed your running back. You picked up their backup. Nile Davis should have been one of the first guys off the board for Jamaal Charles owners. If you
absolutely
picked him up, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Nile Davis has the talent. He's that guy they're going to find out of the backfield. He's got a very similar skill set to Jamaal Charles, and the Chiefs really don't have a passing game. So Nile Davis is going to be the majority of the offense from here on out.
That's why we make it one of our commandments. You must handcuff your studs, and we said Nile Davis was the most important handcuff at the beginning of the year. If you didn't get him during your draft, make sure that you're putting that claim on him heading into your waiver wire period. Next injury to a running back, Ryan Matthews, sprained his MCL. He's going to be out 4 to 5 weeks. Donald Brown will move into the starting role with Danny Woodhead, probably getting an expanding role in addition to what he does in the passing game.
Yeah, Donald Brown, this was one guy at the end of last year. I like what I saw out of him in Indianapolis. Went to San Diego, was kind of a little upset he was going to be burned on that depth chart, but now without Ryan Matthews, Donald Brown's going to get a lot of touches. Like I said, he looked good last year, 5.3 yards per carry, can catch the ball out of the backfield if need be, scored 8 touchdowns last year, put up close to 800 yards in total offense. If he's on the field, he's going to get his touches. He looks good.
Ryan Matthews, just, you know, he hasn't played. I think he missed, 10 games in 3 seasons, so he's a player that already is proving that injury-prone label, and his 16-game season last year was a bit of a fluke. Another injury-prone player is Mark Ingram of the New Orleans Saints. Hey, look, he was red-hot the first 2 weeks of the season. 3 touchdowns, 143 yards the first 2 games, but injured his, actually broke his hand, and he's going to be out at least a month.
Yeah, what did you say to everybody last week, Bill, about Mark Ingram? You said don't get too chummy with him because he's going to get hurt at some point, and the fantasy gods heard you. He went down. He's out for a month, broken hand. Pierre Thomas, Kyrie Robinson, two guys that can handle load in New Orleans. Pierre Thomas is going to be more of the pass-catching back. Kyrie's probably going to be on there in every other down situation. But, you know, Mark Ingram, he looked hot in the beginning of the year. We'll see what happens when he comes back. But if these two guys get a stranglehold on the job, Mark Ingram's going to get buried on the depth chart once again.
I actually drafted Kyrie Robinson in a lot of leagues because I figured he'd get some action. I wasn't expecting Mark Ingram to start, to have such a good start. But now that he was out and I saw what he was doing, I mean, Ingram was running well. So now that he's out, I know Robinson's going to be a really good player. And I know Pierre Thomas is still going to have an impact as well.
Definitely. I like Kyrie going into this year as well. Little guy, shifty, quick, you know, kind of a Darren Sproles feel, not as much of a pass catcher, but he's got those quick, shifty little moves, and he's going to be putting them on people for the next 4 weeks at least.
Anthony, another player that we said pump the brakes on is Knowshon Moreno, the Miami Dolphins. We know he lit up the fantasy world in 2013, but that was when he was playing with the Broncos. This year he's playing with the Dolphins, looked great against the Patriots in week one, but guess what? He is now out with a dislocated elbow, should be out about a month. The team had to re-sign Daniel Thomas because they don't have much running back depth, but we expect Lamar Miller to take over for the Miami backfield.
Yeah, Lamar Miller, another, you know, this week, a little ankle scare, but he's questionable. He'll be day-to-day. He should be okay to come back in this week, take the starting job. Supposed to be the starter from the start. Last year, one of the guys a lot of people liked as a breakout player didn't get there. He's going to get his chance now with Knowshon being down. He's not going to have much competition behind him. So if Lamar Miller wants to take this job and grab it by the horns, this is his chance to do it.
Speaking of the Miami Dolphins and Lamar Miller, he did injure his ankle. Didn't play in the fourth quarter, but I think that was because the team was just being a little bit precautious with him, because they didn't want him to get hurt, and then they'd really have nobody.
Yeah, you can't afford that. And they were just looking miserable against Buffalo this week anyway. So, you know, don't let someone else get hurt on a game that you're probably not going to come back and win at that point anyway. You can't risk it.
Doug Martin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was practicing last week, but Sunday came around and the team ruled him inactive. And this really pisses off fantasy managers because his backup, Bobby Rainey, tore up the Rams for 144 yards. Could have been Martin's stats. Instead, Bobby Rainey probably going to be one of the biggest pickups this week. Not really sure if I'd go in that direction. We'll get into our waiver wire report a little bit later. Rounding out the running back injuries, Dexter McCluster of the Tennessee Titans injured his right foot, and then Roy Helu injured his knee. A lot of injuries for the Washington Redskins team. We're about to go over a few more of them as we get into the wide receivers. Biggest one of the day, A.J. Green of the Cincinnati Bengals has turf toe, and I think he's doubtful for week three. The team has a bye in week four. Why rush him back? Let him get some rest. I expect to see A.J. Green back on the field in week five and not before then.
Yeah, A.J. Green, he's going to take this week off. I really think that as well. People are saying he's going to just miss a week, and after their bye, he should come back healthy. So, you know, you're not going to have him for 2 weeks in a row, but don't panic. He'll be back in a few weeks.
Now, the problem with A.J. Green, the problem with RG3, no Sean Moreno, Jamal Charles, all of these guys were in lineups this weekend. They were starting, and they got injured within like the first 10 minutes of their games, and a lot of people out there, I'm sure, I'm included because I have A.J. Green, I had Jamal Charles in a few leagues, I had zeros in my lineup.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can see is a zero in your lineup. If you know a guy's not playing, take a chance on somebody. If a backup or a quick waiver wire pickup doesn't get you many points, you can't kick yourself in the head. It's not your fault. You put someone in there. But the worst thing is a situation that you can't control. You can't do anything about it. You can't pick anyone up. The game started, the game locked, and 0 points, a goose egg sitting there, and that stares you in the face, especially when you lose by 3 or 4 points. And, you know, if A.J. Green plays a game, you're getting more than 4 points out of him.
Absolutely. That's actually exactly what happened to me. So you really hit home there. We mentioned more Redskins injuries. DeSean Jackson's one of them. Sprained AC joint. He's questionable to play this week. He's listed as week to week. But, hey, D-Jax is playing against his former team, the Philadelphia Eagles, in week three. I think he makes it out there.
Yeah, that's the one reason I think DeSean Jackson is playing this week. It's one word, revenge. He had his best season of his career last year. Eagles cut ties. Chip Kelly basically saying, I don't like what you're like off the field. You're distracting my team. Let him go. And a lot of people thought going down to Washington, the Redskins were going to have a much better offense and team than they've shown so far this year. And the Eagles look a lot better without him than people thought they might. So DeSean Jackson's going to be out for revenge. If he can play this game, he will be playing.
Few more injuries to wide receivers. Eric Decker of the New York Jets has a hamstring injury. Alan Hearns, everyone's fantasy favorite player from week one, is questionable day-to-day with an ankle injury. And then the Rams' Tavon Austin is out with a sprained MCL. Don't expect to see him back for at least another month. Moving over to tight ends, the Mercedes Lewis of the Jacksonville Jaguars was pushed to the IR designated to return with an ankle injury. And then Vernon Davis of the 49ers started out hot in week one against the Cowboys, but he was pretty banged up against the Bears in week two. He's week to week with a ankle injury.
Yeah, the Mercedes Lewis injury, not a huge fantasy ramification, but, you know, he's one of those guys in fantasy, especially during bye weeks. He always just seems to get in the end zone when you need it. So, you know, if you're looking for a bye week replacement, that's the only time that really hurts. But Vernon Davis, he did. Week one, he came out strong. What I saw earlier today, that he thinks he might have a chance to play this week, but if you got another option out there, take it just to be safe because you don't want to put up one of those goose eggs we just talked about.
Anthony, we just spent 20 minutes going over the week two injuries. A lot of impact players, a lot of significant time off. Guys that you were relying on in fantasy football may not be available in week three, may not be available for a couple more weeks. We are here to help. The best way you can do that, the best way we can help you is from the FFChamps.com site. FFChamps.com/Pats. It's going to get you a free membership. It's going to get you in our exclusive contest on DraftKings, where we're actually going to talk to the winner a little bit later in the show. He won $500 in our contest. FFChamps.com/Pats. It gets you our waiver wire article every week. It gets you our rest of the way rankings, our weekly rankings, our expert advice one-on-one with our staff. The list goes on and on. The people that call into the show, that email in the show, they're the ones that we know are members of the site, and that's why they do well each and every year. if you're new to fantasy football or you're a fantasy football veteran, I think you should check out the site, ffchamps.com/Pats. You'll get a free subscription with a deposit over on DraftKings. And speaking of DraftKings, Ant, we had a great week two contest. 50 people filled out in 36 hours.
Went real quick. They wanted to get into it with us, and it was great to see it fill up so quick. I went to sign up for it, and it was already full. I was shocked.
It was really quick. The guys at DraftKings emailed me and was like, hey, this is great. Can't believe it filled up so quickly. Let's do another one for week three.
Perfect. That's what
we're going to do another one for week three. You have to be a member. Only 50 people are going to get in. Last time it filled up in 36 hours. This time it filled up in 24 hours. So we kind of challenged everyone last week and said, hey, if you beat us, call in next week. Talk some trash to us. Let us know that you kicked our butt. Let us know how much money you won. Now, in the FF Champs members only contest, I came in second place. So only one person is able to talk trash to me. Out of all the people, 50 people, the one person that beat me happens to be my brother-in-law.
Keeping in the family.
I'm never going to live this one down.
No, he'll see you all the time, which is great. That's what I like even more about this situation.
I lost by one stinking point.
Oh, man.
And I had McCoy and Bradshaw going on Monday night. He didn't have anybody. Yeah, one stinking point good. I lost.
Yeah, they both
now,
put up points
listen,
for you too.
This is out of 50 people, I came in second. Am I happy that happened? Yeah, I guess, you know, I won $200 or $250, whatever it is. I would have much rather seen someone else come in and able to call us today and talk some trash to me because I love a good challenge. So I'm here again in week three. Try and beat me. Try to win some money on DraftKings. It's not hard. We have another member that's going to call in at around 5 o'clock. And I said, he finished in third place, taking some of our advice, looking at our rankings, you know, looking at our strategy articles. He won $25,000 and a free entry into the World Series of Poker and a trip to Vegas. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, if it does, I don't really want to know because it's probably going to be illegal.
And that's one of the reasons why I love daily fantasy at DraftKings. You don't have to worry about all those injuries we went through. RG3, Jamal Charles, AJ Green, No. Sean Moreno, it doesn't matter. Pick a whole new team next week.
Definitely.
If you were bothered by those injuries, if you did have a lot of those players, those zeros in your lineups, and you're worried about this week, we're going to help you with the waiver wire. That's what we're here for. 855-728-7500. Is the phone number, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We're going to start off the show with our good friend Avi in Miami. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you got for us today?
I was just listening to you guys. You know, I might do that contest next week. I can talk some smack. I was going to say I am going to win, but no, I'm going to shut up. But I might do that. That sounds kind of interesting. So
we're gonna have the link on FF Champs tomorrow. I want to give everyone the opportunity to sign up for the site before I post the link. ffchamps.com/Pats, you become a member, and you'll see the free contest, or you'll see the contest. $1,000. I think my brother-in-law won 500 or something like that. But Avi, I finished in second place, buddy. Only one person's able to talk trash. So
yeah.
You gotta bring your A game when you're playing against the champ.
I'm just gonna wait till next week. But, I just wanted to give you guys a call, man, let you guys know, like, I'm like you, man. I lost by one point last night. You know, for me, fantasy football is a love-hate relationship. It's like me and my girlfriend, you know? Let me tell you what happened to me. I'll tell you real quick. I had the Philly kicker, right?
Yeah.
So I was down by four, bro. And Philly's driving. All of a sudden, they stall a little bit, you know? And I was thinking, all right, this kick is like a 50-something yard field goal. You know, that's 5 points. Boom, I got it. I'm going to win. I'm like, talk smack, you know? And all of a sudden, this little ball, man, this little ball of just speed and muscle, Darryl Sproles, you know? This dude catches a screen pass for like 15, 17 yards, and I'm like, dude. Guess what? I only had a 30-yard field goal, lost by a point, you know?
It's tough to lose because of a kicker, but listen, Darren Sproles
cool,
is one of my
man.
All-time favorite fantasy football players, and that his game on Monday night is the reason why. I'm telling you, Sproles is one of my all-time favorites. I put him up there with LaDainian Tomlinson and Marshall Faulk because the guy gets it done in the PPR league. If you play in leagues like I do where you get some return yardage, not a whole lot, but if you get some yards for return yards on punts or kickoffs, he's dynamite. And with him and this Eagles offense, he just looks terrific.
I know. Yeah, he looks great. I mean, he looks faster than he looked, you know, with San Diego. But listen, all right, let me cut this short. I got two questions. I mean, I have a bunch of lineup questions, but I'll leave that till Thursday. I have two questions regarding waiver wire.
Okay.
The league that I lost, this is standard, you know, non-PPR. The league that I lost, my question is this. It's my quarterback, man. My quarterback, like, they average, like, 10 points a game with Romo. I know Romo will do better, so I'm going to keep him. But the RG3 project, done. I'm done with him, you know. So what I did was I put a claim for some reason, Jay Cutler's still around. I put a claim for him. I don't think I'm going to get him, you know. So this is my question. Who do I pick up if I don't get him? I think you guys kind of answered my question. You know, Tannehill's out there, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, Kirk Cousins. So I think I'm going to go with Kirk if he's still there.
Yeah, you know? Listen, if you can't get Jay Cutler, Anthony's boy Kirk Cousins should fill in your spot nicely.
Definitely. Okay, real quick, would you guys go Jay over Kirk or vice versa?
Cutler and then Kirk.
Yeah, you know, with those receivers. All right, cool. That's my first question. And then my second waiver wire question is it's my second league, my main league, which I'm still 2-0.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm doing good. What was it? Oh, it's a tight end question. So initially I had Jordan Reed. You know, he got hurt. I called last week about this, and it was about, you know, picking up some, you know, some tight ends. So I picked up, you know, you guys recommended Dwayne Allen. I picked up Dwayne, and then I picked up Antonio Gates. Guess who I started, bro?
Gates.
I started Dwayne Allen, dude. You guys told me to start Dwayne.
But that was a bad call.
I would have picked. I would have picked Dwayne. I would have never thought that Gates would have scored 27 points against Seattle. You know. So my question is this: now, I have three tight ends now, man. You know that slot's too valuable to have three. Who do I drop? Now, by looking at the tape last night, the game, you know, number 83, Allen is a blocker. You know, sometimes he detaches and will go down the seams. You know, he runs his routes in the, in the slot.
Avi, let's get focused here, buddy. What are you asking us here?
Oh, who do
You're
I
going on going on a long tangent today?
Just coffee. It's all the Cuban coffee down here, you know?
Listen, so you're going after Kirk Cousins, you're going after Jay Cutler. You need to know which tight end to drop. Gates, Dwayne Allen, or who's the third?
Dwayne Allen, Gates, and Jordan Reed. I'm not comfortable dropping Reed yet.
I think you can drop Dwayne Allen. That's no problem. If you want to hold on to Reed, then by all means, go for it.
Okay. All
right, Avi, best of luck to you. We'll get into your lineup questions on Thursday. Feel free to call back then. I'm sure you will. Next caller is Neil in Pennsylvania, 10-team Standard League. What's up, Neil?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well, man. What do you got for us today?
I got a couple waiver wire questions. I went 1-1 last week. The league I lost, I panicked the last minute. I benched Marshall, put in Kelvin Benjamin. That bit me. And then I was going back and forth between you and Anthony. I went Asiata over Sproles. You know, that cost me a couple points, but it wouldn't have made a difference in the win anyways. But the question for that league, my tight ends are just pretty much doing absolutely nothing this season so far. I got Charles Clay and I got Eric Ebron. They both have, like, I think, 5 total points for both weeks.
Are you in a PPR league or not?
Non-PPR.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Charles Clay, I mean, he had 7 catches this weekend. That's,
right.
Those are valuable catches. He just didn't get a whole lot of yards. So what's your question here? Who's available on the waiver wire?
Tight ends, the top available, it would be Niles Paul and Travis Kelce are the ones I'm looking at. I figure drop Ebron for one of those two guys, keep Clay to see if he ends up catching on.
Anthony, where do you weigh in here on the Ebron-Charles Clay debate and with guys like Kelce and guys like, who was the other one he said? Niles Paul out there available.
Niles Paul, yeah. Kelce, I have to say, I'm a fan of Kelce this year. He's going to get targets. He's one of the few guys on that offense that they can throw the ball to. Jermall Charles going down, they're going to have to get creative. That's their only choice. I mean, against Denver, he had 4 catches for 81 yards. Week before that, he had just under 50 yards with a couple catches. He's going to get yardage. He's going to find the end zone at some point. That offense just has no one else to throw to. So as far as Paul or Kelce, I'm taking Kelce. Eric Ebron has a lot of potential, but we haven't seen it yet. I think if you drop him, no one's really going to go grab him until he does something major. So I would hang on to Clay and drop Ebron for Travis Kelce.
See, this is why I like Niles Paul, with Kirk Cousins being the backup and now Paul being the backup tight end, I feel like they have developed chemistry already. You know, that's who they were practicing with all offseason, each other. Kirk Cousins was throwing to Niles Paul. He wasn't really throwing to Jordan Reed. I don't know when Jordan Reed's going to be healthy. Do I really think Travis Kelce can keep up this production? I do, but at the same time, I think Niles Paul is doing what we expected Jordan Reed to be doing. I loved Jordan Reed at the beginning of the year. I put him in the top five, top seven for tight ends, but he got hurt. But Niles Paul is doing exactly what I thought Jordan Reed would have been doing. At least he did in week two.
Yeah, no, he did. And Cousins does have a nice rapport with him already. So you got two guys that are going to get yardage. Paul might get you into the end zone more often than Kelce, but you got two options out there that are going to put up points for you this week.
Here, another tight end question. Andrew from California on the email, webradio@patriots.com. He says, "Hey, guys, hope everyone is winning their leagues. Here's my concern. I have Charles Clay, another guy with Charles Clay. In the majority of my leagues, all PPR." Well, I don't know why you'd be concerned if you have Charles Clay in PPR. He had seven receptions this weekend, right? Seven?
I believe, yes. Six or seven.
He had a good week, too, but I was wondering if he's worth dropping for a guy, here we go again, like Niles Paul of the Redskins or Larry Donnell of the Giants, especially since Clay goes up against the Chiefs this week. Well, Clay going up against the Chiefs doesn't scare me anymore. This is not the 2013 Kansas City Chiefs defense, folks. A lot of injuries.
Not even close.
It's not even close. They might finish they might finish third in the division this year, maybe even fourth with the Raiders. Raiders might finish ahead of them. I don't really think that'll happen. But
this is the Raiders, so let's put the brakes on that. But you never know. I mean, the Chiefs defense last year, I mean, yeah, they looked great, but how many would they put up? 9 touchdowns? Yeah, or 11 touchdowns total on special teams and defense.
Yeah.
I mean, touchdowns you can't predict. Take away half those touchdowns and they're in the mix in that 10 to 12 range. So, you know, defenses, you can't. It's one of those things where we always say, don't go crazy for a defense in your draft because people are gonna reach. Someone probably reached for the Chiefs this year because what they did last year, and you got screwed.
We have a lot of waiver wire questions coming in, webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call, 855-728-7500. The official Fantasy Football Champs waiver wire report coming up next. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to us on patriots.com radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Anthony Gray's hanging out with you. It was bloody Sunday in Week 3. And when players go down, new players emerge, so this week's waiver wire is going to be crucial. You go after the right guys. It doesn't matter what position you were affected by. If you lost a quarterback, go after a quarterback. You lost your running back, no Sean Moreno, Mark Ingram, Ryan Matthews, go after a running back. You lost A.J. Green for a couple of weeks, go after a wide receiver. There are a lot of players emerging this week. Anthony, what do you say we start off with the QBs?
Let's get it going, Bill.
All right, Kirk Cousins, this is your boy, Ant. 96% of leagues, he is available. I'm with you here.
Pick him up, man. Kirk Cousins. I mean, like I said, already started in the NFL. He's not a rookie. He knows what he's doing. He's played well. He's played down the stretch a few years ago during the playoffs. He's played in a playoff game. I mean, he's got NFL experience. He's good to go. He's got some nice matchups coming down. That NFC East has very, very little defense. Kirk Cousins, man. I love him the rest of this way.
I actually think, you know, there were a lot of reports that Jay Gruden liked Kirk Cousins more than RG3. Kevin, I remember you saying that there were some whispers down there at camp this summer when the Patriots were with the Redskins that, you know, a lot of people inside the team organization think Kirk Cousins better fit for Jay Gruden's offense.
Yeah,
think about Andy Dalton as a passer, folks. He is a pocket passer.
He also, Bill, sorry to interrupt you, he flat out was the best quarterback in Redskins training camp. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
He outplayed RG3 by a long shot.
Right. So I'm saying, you know, think of Andy Dalton, a pocket passer. RG3 is not a pocket passer. He's not. He's a scrambler. He's trying to reestablish himself as a pocket passer. He's a great athlete. I think he can do it, but the injuries are starting to be a problem now. Kirk Cousins is a pocket passer. I think he could be really good in this system.
Yeah, RG3, he's one of those guys where a lot of people after that rookie season loved him, wanted to see what was going to come of him. Now, you know, 2 years later, had a iffy year last year, injury prone this year. I mean, the interesting thing is going to be what happens to RG3 after this year, especially if Kirk Cousins plays well. I mean, like you said, Gruden, he's going to favor Kirk Cousins. He's more of an Andy Dalton-type quarterback, pocket passer that he's used to. That's what he likes, so... RG3's year next year is going to be interesting to see what happens with him.
A couple more quarterbacks that are starting to look good. Geno Smith of the New York Jets. How about the Buffalo Bills and E.J. Manuel? He's playing very efficient, playing very smart. And Sammy Watkins is starting to look really, really good.
Looking like that weapon they picked up in the first round this year. So Sammy Watkins look great this week.
Some guys to keep an eye on, Ryan Tannehill, Josh McCown, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let's move over to running backs because I feel like this is a position that is going to cause a lot of concern for people heading into week three, but there's actually a decent amount of running backs that you can go out and pick up. The first one, he's only available in 40% of leagues because I think he was probably the most handcuffed player out of any running back this year. And, of course, we're talking about Nile Davis, the handcuff to Jamaal Charles. Charles has a dreaded high ankle sprain. We don't know if he's going to be, you know, day to day or it looks like more of week to week. I think he's doubtful for week three.
Yeah, I can't see him coming in this week and playing with a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss at least this week, but it's probably going to be a couple.
Right, yeah. Nile Davis, though, he looked good in week two against the Broncos. 26 yards receiving, 79 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Andy Reid focuses on the running backs in his passing game and in his rushing attack. The Chiefs don't have many other options. I think Nile Davis is going to be a very good pickup for anyone out there that can get him if they don't already have him.
Yeah, if you didn't pick him up when you drafted Jamaal Charles, shame on you. If you got room on your roster and someone behind you has Jamaal Charles in the waiver wire, pick him up because they're going to be pissed at you. You're going to have the upper hand. Pick up Nile Davis.
Bobby Rainey of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had 144 yards in week two, filling in for Doug Martin. They're playing on Thursday night. I think if Martin continues to have these injury problems, Rainey can be a solid running back two for your squad. Don't expect 144 yards every week, but certainly expect decent production where you can rely on him as a starter if Doug Martin is not going to be around. But the next two players that we really like, Ant, listen, Nile Davis, more of a handcuff. You pretty much already had him, but he is still available in 40% of leagues. Bobby Rainey, available in 4% of leagues, 96% of leagues, but again, another handcuff situation. The next two players that we're going to talk about, Donald Brown of the San Diego Chargers and Kyrie Robinson of the New Orleans Saints, are quality starting caliber running backs that now have a wide open opportunity because the player in front of them on the depth chart got injured. Okay, Mark Ingram went down for the Saints. He's out a month with a broken hand. Kyrie Robinson will fill in. He's on a great offense. That's one of the commandments. Get players that are on good offenses. The Saints and the Chargers are good offenses, folks. Donald Brown and Kyrie Robinson are good running backs. We know they're capable of starting. We saw Robinson in the playoffs last year for the Saints. Anthony, you liked Brown when he was with the Colts last year. Finally looking healthy. Got the job done, a lot of production over Trent Richardson in 2013. Now with Ryan Matthews out, Donald Brown gets a big opportunity. With Mark Ingram out, Kyrie Robinson gets a big opportunity.
Yeah, two guys that we weren't expecting to see much of at the beginning of the season, unless an injury occurred. Well, they both happened in the same week. We're going to see both these guys, Kyrie Robinson, like I said earlier, little guy, shifty, he's going to get a lot of touches out of the backfield. And the Saints coming home for their first game in New Orleans at 0-2. I mean, they have to be fired up. That crowd usually in New Orleans is crazy. I'm expecting big things out of Saints players this week because if they go 0-3, I mean, I don't have much hope for them. The Saints players, running backs especially, Kyrie, he's going to put in work this week. I like him a lot. And Donald Brown. The Chargers, in their next 9 games, they're playing 6 teams that are in the bottom 10 against running backs, giving up fantasy points this year so far. Only 2 weeks into the year, but that's all we can go on. So 6 out of 9 games coming up, that he has got a pretty nice schedule. And if he plays well, he's going to be a lot more in the rotation. Ryan Matthews, like you said, injury history. So if Donald Brown plays well, he's going to see more touches even when Ryan Matthews comes back, I think.
And then finally, 2 more players. Matt Asiata of the Minnesota Vikings. This Adrian Peterson situation is very sticky here. We don't know. We know he's reinstated. We don't know if he's going to get suspended. We don't know if the allegations of another child abuse case was really thrown out. There's conflicting reports saying the charges were dropped, another report saying the charges weren't dropped, and, you know, it's a very, very sticky situation. Almost is going to be worse than the Ray Rice situation, because at least with Ray Rice, boom, Ravens cut him, the NFL banned him for the year. Or yeah, banned him indefinitely.
Yeah,
Peterson, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a child. It's not some grown woman who can walk away from a situation if need be. I mean, Ray Rice's girlfriend / wife, whatever she is now, she could leave. She doesn't have to stay with Ray Rice. But a 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid, I mean, they have no choice. So what Adrian Peterson did, I mean, now there's conflicting reports. If it's coming out, there's got to be some truth to it. He had his child, what, last year?
Yeah.
You know, passed away. And it was,
he's got like 7 different kids.
Right, and it was a domestic situation as far as that. I mean, the guy needs to, you know, put his head back on his shoulders and get things together in his life. That's more important than football right now for him.
I wish we had more details about Adrian Peterson. Unfortunately, we don't. The good news is if you picked up Matt Asiata, like we said, I said it on Twitter last week, because after the Adrian Peterson news came out, we were off the air. But Matt Asiata played well against the Patriots, and I think he will continue to play well because the Vikings don't have many options on offense, and Asiata is a guy that can run the football, he can catch the football, as Patriot fans saw last weekend with the Vikings' only touchdown. And then Isaiah Crowell of the Cleveland Browns, with Ben Tate still being out. Terrence West did a really good job, but Crowell still had 54 yards compared to Terrence West's 68 yards. So that's the quarterbacks, that's the running backs that we have on the waiver wire report for Week 3. We're going to get into the wide receivers in just a little bit. But earlier in the show, I mentioned an FF Champs member that won $25,000 playing at DraftKings. He won a free trip to Vegas. He won a free entry worth $10,000 into the World Series of Poker, all in Week 2. That man is Sebastian Brown. He joins us right now on the Fantasy Football Champs radio show here on Patriots.com. Sebastian, congratulations, man. What's going on?
Yeah, thank you very much, man. What's up with you guys?
Sebastian, we got to start from the very beginning here.
Yeah.
You entered a contest on DraftKings. Did you hear about it? You heard about it, talking about it on our show last week?
No, so week one I did.
Okay, so week one, you heard us on. Are you a regular listener on Patriots.com?
I am. I have been Patriots Radio for about 2-3 years now. Yeah.
Oh, awesome! And you're a member at FF Champs too, right?
For the first time this year.
Oh, excellent! All right, so we have a long time Patriots.com listener, first time FF Champs member. That's awesome to hear. I got a tweet from you on Sunday saying, "Hey, Bill, you know, I think I'm doing pretty well in this DraftKings tournament. I could be in the money for. I could be in the running for some serious money."
Yeah, I, at that point, I think that's just before the Sunday night game. I phoned you or I tweeted you, and at that point, I think I was 27th in the big contest,
right?
And I was in the lead in the Bellagio World Poker Tour event contest, and I just had to know who I had to play that afternoon. I had one more guy to play in the evening. And I was pretty sure of my pick of Michael Crabtree, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't slipping by anything here. So,
right. So you hit me up on Twitter. You said, "Do I leave in Michael Crabtree? That's who I'm leaning toward, or do I go with Hakeem Nicks?" I told you to stick with your gut. Go with Crabtree, and that really paid out for you in a big way.
You did, man. Because when I watched last night and I saw Hakeem Nicks doing absolutely nothing, that was pretty cool.
So, going into the Sunday night game, you were in 25th place. Michael Crabtree's performance skyrocketed you all the way into third place out of 32,000 people, good enough for 25 grand. You're sitting there on Monday night, all these guys with Darren Sproles, LeSean McCoy, Ahmad Bradshaw, they're starting to catch up to you, and it really came down to the wire. What did you end up winning by?
So, the guy who had Sproles finished fourth.
Right.
He was literally 1 yard away, so 0.1 points away from me. I had finished with 227.94. He had 227.84.
Wow. That's crazy.
That last 51-yard touchdown by Sproles was just killing me. Luckily, all the guys that were having Sproles started the evening way behind,
Right.
And nobody caught up. The guys that were closest to me all had guys like Reggie Wayne or Macklin who ended up doing nothing all day. So that worked out pretty good.
Just to give you a reference here, I finished in 14th, 1,472nd place, 1,400th place. My defense got me 0 points, okay? I scored 173 points, which was pretty good. That's a pretty good day. Absolutely. I won $150 from it. Your team scored 227 points. Let's go down your roster. You had Aaron Rodgers, you had Gio Bernard, Arian Foster, Michael Crabtree, Patriots' Julian Edelman had a big day against the Vikings, but I really think the major difference of your team that not a lot of people went with, and he was one of my absolute steals of the week last week, was Jordy Nelson getting you 38 points.
Yeah, you know, you guys mentioned it on Thursday. I think you mentioned the combo of Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. Which
loved it.
Kind of lighted up, right? And I was all over that right from the get-go. One thing you guys really pointed out for me, as I was driving home on Thursday night, I was listening to the podcast, the tight end from Washington, his name escapes me obviously right now, but...
Niles Paul.
Niles Paul, exactly. I had Paul something in my head, but yeah, Niles Paul. My original wide receiver setup was a little different, and I had Zach Ertz as my tight end, and then I was able to switch it up a little bit and improve on the wide receiver, and I think that kind of clinched it right there.
Nice. You also started Mark Ingram in the flex. He had a big day despite breaking his hand. He had 19 points from you. And then, hey, the defense, you can't – I messed up this weekend. My defense got me 0 points. Your defense got you 17 points. That certainly helped. So you're sitting in the Monday night game. $25,000 is coming at you. Are you sweating? Are you pacing? Or are you running around your house? What's going through your mind?
A little bit of everything you just mentioned, I guess, but certainly swearing at the Eagles for throwing the ball to Darren Sproles so much towards the end. I thought he had me. You know how the site doesn't update as quickly as the game's going on, obviously.
Right.
I thought that last little update that showed him a yard away happened before the last little run before the kick. So I thought that last little run before the kick had done me in, but apparently it had refreshed quickly enough that that they had calculated that run, thankfully. And you, there's also the guy who finished in fifth place had T.Y. Hilton, and T.Y. Hilton ended up this guy ended up only being 4 yards away from third place. So on both sides of the ball, I was praying for everything to be total chaos and no more offense.
You were literally point one yards away or .1 ahead of the guy. That finished in third, that would have cost you $10,000. So you would have dropped from 25 to 15. And then if T.Y. Hilton got another 4 yards, you would have went from 25 to 15 to 10. So, hey, man, you held on there Monday night. That must have been a very frustrating evening, very frustrating game for you. But congratulations. I mean, I guess my question is, what are you planning on doing with the money?
I think I got to get ready for that poker tournament. So I'm going to be... hopefully catching up on some of the poker I haven't been playing in the last few years and seeing up on what the trends are, because that Bellagio poker tournament entry is pretty cool in itself. It's $10,000 a week at the Bellagio. I can't show up there and not be on top of my game, so I'm going to practice a little bit and pay down some debt, I guess, and have some fun on DraftKings for the rest of the season.
Now, you won first place in that World Series of Poker contest. How many people were in that one?
So that was 280 people.
Okay, and you finished out of
first contest. Basically, the whole buy-in from the contest was going as the prize pool towards the Bellagio Open or the Bellagio World Poker Tour tournament.
Right. So you get a free entry into the World Series of Poker. Hey, listen, let's have this be the luckiest year of your life, and we're going to see you on TV on ESPN, and you're going to be at the finals table wearing one of those shiny bracelets.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to get. I know there's a bunch of patches from DraftKings that they want me to wear, but hopefully they let me wear an FF Champs patch as well, so I can be on TV representing properly.
Sebastian, if you did that, I'll send you as much gear and swag as possible. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. I'll tell you, I don't know what that would be. Endless expert advice tokens for you at ffchamps.com.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. I had an awesome weekend, obviously.
Sebastian, we are so happy for you. Anyone in the FF Champs, the Patriots.com radio family, has success like this, we're obviously elated for you. Congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing your story today, and we'll certainly be in touch a little bit later down the road.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Cheers, and take it easy.
Take care, Sebastian.
Congrats. All right, bye-bye.
I mean, does it get better than that? The guy is a Patriots.com listener for 3 or 4 years. He's a first-time FF Champs member, used some of our advice last week, used a little bit of his own strategy, and he ends up with $25,000. He ends up with a free entry into the World Series of Poker and a trip to Vegas. I'm really happy for this guy. This is the kind of guy, listen, if anyone beat me in that DraftKings tournament that we ran just for FF Champs, I'd be happy for them. I'm happy for our guy, Sebastian, that he was able to take home all this cash.
That's why we're here. I mean, that was a great story. I had nothing to say. I was so engrossed in what he was saying. I mean, I felt like I was watching the game again last night, just rooting for him in my head as stuff was going on. I mean, great run for Sebastian. Great job by him. Good luck in Vegas, man. Hopefully you bring home some more stuff and keep that lucky streak going for yourself, man.
Again, remember, we have the Week 3 contest. It's for FF Champs members, ffchamps.com/Pats. That's how you get in the contest. The winner, the week two winner happens to be my brother-in-law, Bobby. He's going to be calling us a little bit later in the show. He finished in first. I finished in second. We're going to get to his strategy. He has a pretty good, he's really good with math. So he has like this whole thing, you know, Excel sheets and spreadsheets, and he listens to our advice. He's got a lot going on. He does really well in daily fantasy as well. Still have to get to the wide receiver waiver wire, but our boy Rick from Houston has been on hold for quite some time. He's in a 12-team standard league. What's going on, Rick? Thanks for being so patient.
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
It's going great,
good.
Man.
How you doing?
Doing well. I'm thinking about trying to do a waiver ad drop, and I've got Eli Manning as my quarterback. And I'm thinking about trying to drop him to get either Donald Brown, Nile Davis, or Kirk Cousins. My starter is actually Peyton Manning. What do y'all think about that?
Your starter's Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
Why do you want a backup?
That's what I'm thinking. You know, thinking about dropping them for either Donald Brown or Nile Davis.
Oh, yeah. You do not need a backup quarterback.
Right. So Donald Brown, Nile Davis.
Oh, boy.
I think Donald Brown has more long-term value 100% at this moment. I mean, with Jamaal Charles, we don't know enough to say he's out 4 to 6, 4 to 8 weeks, 100%, like Ryan Matthews. So Donald Brown might have more value for you long-term right now. But also, Peyton Manning, you don't need a backup, but he's on a bye week, week 4. So that's another thing you got to keep in mind as far as if you have someone else to drop to pick up another quarterback.
Always thinking ahead, Ant.
That's what you got to do, man. You got to be on top of things, you know,
absolutely.
Looking at the future.
So in that case, do you think Kirk Cousins may be the guy just in case when, you know, we do have a bye coming up on week 4?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a good option. We both like him.
Yeah, definitely love Kirk Cousins.
Over Eli, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking also.
All right, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Best of luck to you, man.
Take it easy.
I mean, listen, does it get much better when Peyton's your quarterback? You don't really need to worry about a backup, except for when he's on the bye?
Breaking any of the commandments, reaching for a quarterback too early, that is the one advantage you have. As long as he's healthy, you got a guy you don't have to worry about the rest of this season other than 1 week when he's on a bye. So that's one advantage you have, and you have Peyton Manning on your team.
Got to take a quick break. We're going to get into the wide receiver and tight end waiver wire pickups, plus the winner from the FF Champs members-only contest is going to join us. More Fantasy Football Champs coming up next on Patriots.com Radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. You heard from Sebastian from Canada, won 25 grand playing at DraftKings, won a free entry into the World Series of Poker. Congratulations to him. And we want to hear from other members. If you won money playing at DraftKings, send us a tweet, give us a call, 855-728-7500. Email in webradio@patriots.com. In just a little bit, we'll have the winner from our FF Champs member only contest from week two, which, by the way, we're running again in week three. Only 50 spots. FFChamps.com/Pats gets you in the contest. You got to deposit $25 on DraftKings. It's only $20 to enter. I think the first place was $500. Not a bad return on investment for just $20.
Not at all. And you get to play with us. What's better than that?
I really was hoping that, you know, like, if I finished in fifth, I would feel proud of myself. And at the same time, there would be four more people that can call in and talk some trash. But I finished in second. Like, there was only one guy ahead of me, and he beat me by a point.
One point.
It was bad enough that it was my brother-in-law, but, you know, I'd rather, whatever, that's fine. I'm happy for him. But 1 point, I lost by 1 point. Like, I couldn't just come in first and say, you know, I am the expert, I'm the champ. Deal with it. I know what I'm talking about, people.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, second place is nothing to sneeze at, Bill, so don't worry. It's going to be okay, buddy. You got another chance to redeem yourself this week.
174.84, 173.54.
Whew.
Yeah, that was close. But look, did you hear what Sebastian was saying? Like, if Darren Sproles had one more yard, that would have cost him 10 grand.
That's insane. I mean, 1 yard for $10,000. He better send Darren Sproles a fruit basket for going down there. That's what he should do. You know what I mean? Oh, man, 1 yard.
Right. What do you say we get back into our wide receiver waiver wire pickups for this week? Andrew Hawkins looking really good in the PPR league. James Jones is a TD monster for the Oakland Raiders. But a guy I want to focus on is Mohamed Sanu of the Cincinnati Bengals. A.J. Green's banged up. Marvin Jones is still out. Mohamed Sanu is really the only wide receiver, other than like Dane Seisenbacher, that is really making noise for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's only owned in 1% of leagues. So he's available in your league, unless you're in that, you know, rare 1%. I would go out and get him.
Yeah, I mean, no A.J. Green, no Marvin Jones, no Tyler Eifert. I mean, Bengals receivers and tight ends are going down weekly right now. So Mohamed Sanu, this guy's going to see a ton of targets this week. He's one of those guys, you know, going into the season, I thought if you got a deep bench, good pickup, especially no Marvin Jones going into the season. But this week, not having A.J. Green or anybody, he's going to have a big week. I mean, going up at home against the Tennessee Titans, gave up 10 receptions, over 100 yards, a touchdown to Dez Bryant and the Cowboys last week. Mohamed Sanu could be in for a big week this week.
Andre Roberts of the Washington Redskins filling in for DeSean Jackson. If he's out, deeper leagues, guys to keep an eye on. Brian Quick of the St. Louis Rams. Devontae Adams looked real good for the Green Bay Packers, and Jordan Matthews for the Philadelphia Eagles. And let's move over quickly to tight ends. Niles Paul filling in great for Jordan Reed. 99 yards and a touchdown. I really think Niles Paul is the top tight end to grab this week if you're in the market for a tight end. Owen Daniels of the Ravens, not too crazy about him, but he did score 2 touchdowns. Larry Donnell, the New York Giants, seems like a target machine for Eli Manning. Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, we keep saying his name a lot. Very much a big boom or bust kind of guy. 4 catches for 81 yards, decent yards per catch average. Deeper leagues, Jared Cook, and I'm still banging on Charles Clay. If you're in a PPR league, I still think he can get the job done. Quickly, Ant, defenses, I love the Buffalo Bills defense. I think they are legit. I think they're a good team, and the Bills defense is going to make a lot of noise in fantasy football.
Yeah, the Bills, they look great these first 2 weeks. They had seasons where they started off hot and kind of slowed down, but this team just seems to have a different spark in their eye. I don't know what to call it, but the Bills, they look to be for real this year.
Just to recap here, quarterbacks, go after Kirk Cousins. Running backs, we love Donald Brown. We love Kyrie Robinson, but if you're looking for a handcuff-type player, Nile Davis and Bobby Rainey of the Chiefs and the Bucks. Wide receivers, Andrew Hawkins, James Jones, but we really like Mohamed Sanu. Tight ends, we really like Niles Paul. And defenses, if you're looking for one, go to the Buffalo Bills. All right, I mentioned my brother-in-law was the week 2 winner for the FFChamps.com members-only contest at DraftKings. Bobby, thanks for calling in today, and thanks for beating me by 1 point, embarrassing me in front of all my members and all of our listeners here on Patriots.com radio.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. And, of course, I use your own advice to beat you.
You know, that's the problem. A lot of my friends use our draft advice, and they're all looking at my cheat sheets. They're all using the draft tracker at draft time. I give out all this great advice for DraftKings, and our guy Sebastian, who we had on the last segment, won $25,000. You won $500, still nothing to sneeze at, pretty much using some of my advice, but also your own strategy as well. Did we lose him already?
I'm here. Yeah, no, it was definitely a blend of, you know, your advice, using the FFCPI and trying to put together the most optimal lineup. I flip-flop a bunch of times, but there was a couple key players I felt like I needed to have this week.
Bobby, so let's go down to your lineup here. Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, that was the same combo that our friend Sebastian had. And then you had Arian Foster, he had him as well. Giovanni Bernard, big-time points for you in the flex spot. But the Jacksonville Jaguars actually got you -1 points, and you still managed to win.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt a lot. I was looking at put Jacksonville in after the impressive performance they had in week one, and, you know, RG3 has been pretty inconsistent this year, so I figured at least I'd get a couple picks. And I was thinking coming out of the game early, the Redskins' offense got a little bit more efficient, so the Jags D wasn't a great pick this week.
When you use a guy like Matt Asiata, he had to come cheap considering that the DraftKings salary doesn't update throughout the week. So if someone's out, they're still going to be up there. Like Adrian Peterson was the most expensive running back this week, and he wasn't even playing. Asiata, what was he, like $3,500, $3,200, something like that?
He was actually at $3,000.
$3,000, lowest possible number for a running back. You got an absolute steal. He put up 19 points for you.
Yeah, I was really looking for that one guy that I could plug in as a low-cost guy, asking out to jump out at me because of the matchup with the Patriots. Putting him in my lineup enabled me to kind of get a couple more studs in there.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas at wide receiver. Kelvin Benjamin didn't do a whole lot for you, but I really like the fact you had Gio Bernard in your flex spot because Rodgers, Foster, Nelson, and Gio really what carried your team.
Yeah, and the Benjamin pick. I was all in on him this week. You know, for the money I spent, $5,900, I would say that was probably my biggest disappointment out of my lineup. A couple drops there, so I figured Cam Newton would have been zeroed in on him as his number one target this week, and it just didn't work out.
Was this the only contest you did, or did you do some others as well?
This week, this was the only contest I did. Looking forward to doing it again next week as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the invite. I'm going to send everyone, all the FF Champs members, the link tomorrow. Same deal. $20 to get in. It's $500. What'd you win? $500, right?
Yep, 500.
Yeah, 500 to the winner. Second place gets 200. Third and fourth get 150. Not a bad return on investment for just $20. Bobby, are you ever going to let me, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show, you are my brother-in-law. We see each other constantly. It's always fun that we get together for family gatherings because you do know fantasy, and it's fun to talk to someone that knows fantasy. But am I ever going to be able to live this down?
Probably not, just because of the circumstances around this one. So I don't know if you alluded to it earlier, but with Bradshaw's second touchdown there in the fourth quarter, I think there was somewhere between 5 to 8 minutes left in the game. That
yes.
He needed about 1.8 points
yeah.
to close it out. And, you know, talking to my wife, your sister-in-law, she said, oh, you're going to hold on. I said, it's impossible for me to hold on. Bill has the best running back in the league and a guy in Bradshaw that already scored 2 TDs tonight. There's no chance. And she said, no, you're going to do it. I said, it's not possible. But I guess anything's possible these days with fantasy football.
Literally, I was down 1.3 points or whatever it was. And like you said, there was 8 minutes left. I had LeSean McCoy and Ahmad Bradshaw. And it seems like the entire game plan, it's been Bradshaw and McCoy throughout the whole game. And then that final 8 minutes, it just totally went like up in the air. Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton for the Colts. Trent Richardson was in on the action. Darren Sproles busting out big runs. Jordan Matthews, Zach Ertz making a lot of plays. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, they're about to line up for the field goal. I was like, I can't believe I didn't just win. But if anyone had to beat me, I'm happy it was you. Hey, I challenged everyone that was listening last week. If you beat me, you have to call in and talk some trash. I finished in second. You finished in first, so congratulations. I'm happy that you won. At least someone out there can say that they beat the expert. They beat the champ.
Thanks again, guys. Always appreciate the advice, and enjoy listening to the show.
All right, Bobby, take care. Best of luck
taking
to you in
easy,
week
man.
Three. And thank you for playing. So there you go, Ant. Another guy that took home some cash. Playing at DraftKings happens to be my brother-in-law. I'll probably, you know, I'll never hear the end of that one. His sister, his wife is going to get on me, and his wife is sisters with my fiance. So
okay.
they're
yeah.
both going to let me hear it forever.
Man. Well, all you got to do is beat him this week and beat him by more than 1 point, and I guess you can take the crown back for the family.
What's what do we have to get to here next? No more 855 emails?
We got a bunch of emails if you want to jump into emails for a little bit.
Let me plug the phone number here. 855-728-7500 is the phone line. Webradio at patriots.com. We're going to start getting into your email waiver wire questions. So let's fire away with the first one up. I'm not sure if you have the same one. I'm going with Brandon here. Do you have Brandon up?
Gotcha, man. Brandon writes into us. He says, "Hey guys, lost big time this week thanks to Lacey, CPAT, and Shane Vereen. They all had down games, so tough. You know, hurt a lot of people. But at least they didn't get hurt, so it could be worse for you. A couple questions regarding the waiver wire. I feel like I have a good stable of running backs with Lacey, Ellington, Vereen, Pierre Thomas, and Kyrie Robinson. But there's still some great waiver wire acquisitions available in the league, like Stephen Ridley, Donald Brown, and Ahmad Bradshaw.
Is Stephen Ridley available?
So owner gave up on him and dropped him after week one. I mean, you can't do that. You got to give him at least 2-3 weeks. Yeah, exactly. So Brandon wants to know, should I continue to add running back talent even though I have depth in my 12-team PPR league? And if so, which one? I can drop Jordan Matthews and pick up one of these players. I also have receiver depth of Antonio Brown, CPAT, Kendall Wright, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kelvin Benjamin.
Wow. So it's a PPR league or it's not?
It's a one-point PPR 12-team league. So
I like, in this order, I like Ahmad Bradshaw, I like Stephen Ridley, and then I like Donald Brown.
Yeah, Ahmad Bradshaw looked good. I mean, if they get that running game going, he's going to be the guy they got to count on. I mean, Trent Richardson looked decent this Monday night, but before that, he hasn't done anything in Indianapolis. I think the Colts are going to trust Ahmad Bradshaw a little bit more going forward.
The only problem with Ahmad Bradshaw is he's going to get hurt. Like, listen, I said this last week about Mark Ingram.
Here it comes.
He's going to get hurt eventually, so ride him while he's hot, but until then, don't be surprised when he goes down. That's what's going to happen to Ahmad Bradshaw. All right, he's got foot problems. He's got neck fusion surgery. I'm almost in line to say go with Donald Brown just because I know he can stay healthy, and I know he's got a really good offense. But right now, Bradshaw's hot.
Yeah. Listen, Bill, if Ahmad Bradshaw goes down after this week and we have 2 weeks in a row where you say something like this about a running back and they go down, I don't know what to do, man. You're going to be the kiss of death for these guys.
Well, I'm just playing the odds.
I don't blame you for that. But, you know, we don't want Ahmad Bradshaw going down. We got enough running backs down. We want to see some competitive running backs in fantasy right now. We can't have more guys go down this week. Give it a few weeks, and when Charles and these other guys come back, feel free to get hurt, Ahmad. But until then, please stay on the field.
Yeah, there you go. Next email, who we got?
Next up, we got James emailing in. He says, "Hey, guys, this has been a great week. Won all five of my leagues, but need help in one."
Wow,
12,
five.
Yeah, 5-0. Great week for James. 12 teams standard non-PPR scoring. All right. Tight end. Delanie Walker, since he's playing against the Bengals, should I pick up Niles Paul or Jordan Reed since they are playing the Eagles? Jordan Reed's out, so don't worry about him. So basically, tight end question. Delanie Walker or Niles Paul?
I'll stick with Delanie Walker. I mean, he had a monster game. Niles Paul had a monster game. It's like swapping a Mercedes for a BMW. I just stick with what you got.
Yeah, you're driving a nice car, so hang out with Delanie Walker for a little bit. I mean, you're not going to go wrong. And, you know, Delanie Walker looked great this week, man. Great this week.
By the way, Sebastian just sent us a tweet. He said, "Thanks for the airtime, guys. Even my wife loves the show now. # money talks." Sure does. That's great.
It really does. Oh, man. James also says, "The guy I'm playing this week has Doug Martin. I've been hearing he may not play this week. I have an open space on my bench. Thinking about picking up Bobby Rainey just to screw him over. What do you guys think? That's it, man. If you can screw the guy you're playing, that's part of the game. That's part of the game. And you know what? Even if Doug Martin plays, Bobby Rainey's going to get touches. So hang on to Bobby Rainey. He might be valuable for you in the long run."
Who was that, James, that sent that in?
That was James.
I like James's style, man. You got to be aggressive. You got to be cutthroat. If you have the opportunity to screw over one of your managers, go for it.
Yeah. As Tom Hanks once said, there's no crying in fantasy football. So
that's correct.
Let him cry, but don't listen to him at all. James. Dan's up next. Oh, Higgins in Seattle. Yes,
Higgins. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
It does not, but you know, we got to work on that. We told him last week we're going to work on a nickname for him, so we're gonna see what we can find out for you, Dan, in Seattle. But Higgins says, "Hey guys, I'm 2-0 and have the most points in my standard league, but I need running back help. Good news is I have DeMarco Murray, and that ends the good news. I also have Reggie Bush, Justin Forsett, and Chris Johnson. I'm last on waivers, don't have much hope, but drop any or all of the above for any of the following. Terrence West, Fred Jackson, Darren McFadden, Bobby Rainey.
I'd probably go after Terrence West. Doubt he gets him last on the waivers, but I'd go with dropping Justin Forsett. Listen, we've only played two games. Reggie Bush looked good in week one, catching a lot of passes. Chris Johnson looked good in week one. Neither of them looked good in week two, but in week three, who knows what's going to happen? I think his team, with DeMarco Murray, Bush, and Chris Johnson, you can find decent running backs to put in your starting lineup. I think he's fine.
Yeah, don't panic on Reggie Bush or Chris Johnson just yet. Yeah, they did have kind of iffy games this week, but they'll bounce back. Don't panic on them. Justin Forsett, he's an interchangeable piece. If you feel more comfortable with Terrence West, pick him up if you get the chance. But, yeah, being on the back end of that waiver wire, it's going to be tough to get someone pretty decent.
All right, let's take a break from the emails, hop over to the phone lines. We got Tim in St. Louis in a 12-team standard league. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I'm stuck in this week in my waiver claim, and I just want to go through real quick with my running backs that I currently have. I have Chris Johnson, Doug Martin, Kyrie Robinson, C.J. Spiller, Justin Forsett, and Bishop Sankey. Niles Davis and Kirk Cousins are available. I'm looking to drop Marquise Lee to pick up either one. Which one would you go first, Niles Davis or Kirk Cousins?
Well, who's your quarterback?
I have Colin Kaepernick.
Oh boy, Ann, what do you think? You think Kaepernick is better than Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, you can't lose. I mean, Kaepernick, yeah, you can't lose faith in him yet. Same thing we were just saying. It's only been 2 weeks. I would hang on to him. I mean, who's your tight end right now?
My tight end, I have Charles Clay.
Charles Clay. I would probably feel more comfortable picking up a backup tight end just in case Clay doesn't turn it around. But, I mean, is it a standard?
Yeah.
Standard
no, it's
scoring?
PPR.
Oh, it is PPR.
Yeah.
You know what? Then I would go Kirk Cousins. Charles Clay is a lot more valuable in that PPR. He's getting targets. He's getting receptions. He's just not getting in the end zone or getting a whole lot of yards. So, Kirk Cousins.
Who are you debating?
No. I'm thinking of, no, the second I'm trying to, no, Niles Davis is available.
Niles Davis.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Niles Davis, Niles Paul. We're getting very confused. I actually bet someone $5,000 this weekend that Niles Davis of the Chiefs does not have an S in his name, and Niles Davis of the Redskins has an N in his name, no K, but the guy didn't want to bet make that bet. I would have won. But Tim, the point is, Niles Davis, yes, pick him up. You have Colin Kaepernick. You don't need, Kirk Cousins right now. If you want to go for, a backup quarterback once Kaepernick has a bye week, that's fine. But until then, just roll with Kaepernick. Pick up Niles Davis.
Gotcha.
All right, Tim, best of luck to you. Let's go over to Craig in Illinois, 12-team PPR league for Craig. What's going on, man?
Hey guys, how's it going today?
Going great.
Good, man.
Good. So I had some injury problems this weekend.
So did everyone. I think everyone had an injury problem this weekend.
So I lost Jamal Charles, but I do have Niles Davis, and I also lost Ryan Matthews. My other running backs are Darren Sproles, Jeremy Hill.
Nice.
Do you think I should try to pick up another running back or just kind of sit tight with Niles Davis and Sproles?
No, it would be smart to pick up another running back.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay, because my receivers are Antonio Brown, Randall Cobb, Emmanuel Sanders, Sammy Watkins, Steve Smith.
Wow.
So I don't know if one of those would drop, or else I have Jason Witten and Travis Kelce.
Listen, I think your receivers are really good. I think your running backs are good, but I like the idea of adding some more depth to that roster, especially because Ryan Matthews – probably not coming back for like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you guys think about right now? Tony Romo is my only quarterback, and there's nothing really available besides like Kirk Cousins or like a Ben Roethlisberger or Flacco. Do you think I just still just fly with Tony Romo?
You can pick up Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Play the best matchup every week. That's the problem, man. I think a lot of people are jumping ship on Tony Romo. I can't blame him. He's looked like crap in the week one, did all right in week two, but still didn't do anything for fantasy. are you jumping ship, or are you kind of saying, let's wait it out here, and, you know, if you have a decent backup, you may want to consider him, but I'm not going crazy on the waiver wire just to get someone to replace Tony Romo?
Yeah, one of my leagues, Tony Romo is my only quarterback. I'm 0-2 in that league right now, and it's mainly because of Tony Romo. So he irks me.
So what are you doing?
I'm hanging on to him. I'm trying to pick up Kirk Cousins, but I'm not going to play Kirk yet. I'm going to give Romo another chance going into St. Louis. I'm going to give Tony Romo another shot. He did not look bad this week. Like you said, he looked good against the Titans. He just didn't put up a lot of fantasy stats. So he's going to have those games where he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, it's going to happen in that offense. It's a new offensive coordinator. They're probably still getting a little bit gelled. I'm not panicking on Tony Romo yet, but if he puts up another 175-yard, one-touchdown performance this week, I'm going to be very nervous about him for the rest of the year.
And then what are you doing in terms of going after the backup if it's not Kirk Cousins?
If it's not Kirk Cousins, man, I'm gonna have to check out that waiver. I mean, there's a couple of guys out there, Locker, someone like that. I might have to switch in there, but I have a lot of pieces on my bench as far as running back and wide receiver depth that I can make a trade for a quarterback. Some guys have, you know, two starting quarterbacks on the roster. I'm all right in that respect, so I'm not panicking quite yet.
So if you're like Anthony and you have Tony Romo, don't panic. Yeah, let's wait a couple more games, or at least one more game, and then decide to make a decision. That's kind of what you're doing it?
That's all I'm doing right now, man. That's all I can do. I mean, starting 0-3, that's really going to hurt. So, Tony Romo, if you're out there listening, you better come through this week, buddy. We got a lot of people riding on you, all right?
All right, let's get back to the emails, one of which says Tony Romo in the subject line, very fitting. Oh, it's from Butters.
Butters.
It says, hey, fellas, Romo has been killing me the last 2 weeks. Has a tough matchup against the Rams this week. Is it worth picking up and starting Cousins? I think it is. We're not really doing stardom sit him yet, but this is kind of like a waiver wire question, and it's Butters, and I really like him. So I think Cousins is going to end up being higher on the FFCPI than Romo. Actually, yeah, I know he is because I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, he's going to be higher on that FFCPI, which, again, I mean, it makes sense. If you pick up Kirk Cousins, it's one of those things where you're not making a wrong move if you put him in over Tony Romo. You're not benching, you know, Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers for Kirk Cousins. It's Tony Romo. He's still, you know, below the middle of the pack right now. I mean, was he 25th or 26th overall as a quarterback in fantasy in the first 2 weeks? So if you pick up Kirk Cousins and you get him this week, don't be scared to play him. He's just not my guy this week, I don't think.
All right, next email is going to my fantasy team is too good. Now that's a waiver. That's a stardom sit him question. Tony Romo, Paisans. He was a Fugazi. All right, this one's from Fugazi.
Oh, there he is.
Paisans. One of my soldiers that I picked up last week, Lavine Toliolo, was a Fugazi this past Sunday. It's time he sleeps with the fishes. The following TEs are available on the waiver wire. Niles Paul, Larry Donnell, Travis Kelce, and Owen Daniels. Who would you recommend I pick up? Please provide two players just in case the other one gets picked up prior. I think this one's easy. Niles Paul and Travis Kelce.
Yep, we've been talking about them all day. That's it. Paul and Kelce. Look for him. Grab one of them.
Next email is from Mike. He says, I am screwed or am I screwed? No, sorry. The email subject is, I am screwed. And then he asked the question, or am I screwed? Hi, guys. I am in a world of hurt. A lot of teams are. I have a solid team, but quarterback is going to be the death of me. I had RG3 and Carson Palmer. Somehow I still won this week. Wow. But need to find a solution for my quarterbacks. This is a 10-team PPR league. Guys on the waiver wire are Kirk Cousins, Jake Locker, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Flacco, Josh McCown. I think we just got to make this one pretty simple. And for going forward, let's just make a blanket statement here. If you were relying on RG3 and you were starting RG3, you should have no problem starting and using Kirk Cousins.
That's it.
That's it.
It's right? As simple as that.
Next email is subject from Perry 04. Vote Kevin for producer of the year. Not only does the youth of America look up to him, but the adults of America look up to Kevin as well. So there you go, Kev, getting a shout out from Perry.
Now Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Perry 04 doesn't really have a question, just wants to praise me, actually, for my DraftKings. Finish. Sup, Kevin, Bill, and Anthony. Hey, guys. Just want to give a shout-out to Bill for the second-place finish in the FF Champs DraftKings Challenge. He was actually right behind me. He finished in third.
Oh, nice.
So Perio 4 won, I think, $150.
Nice. Good job, Perry.
It stunk being right behind you, Bill. Yeah, it does stink. Anyone behind me knows that. Redemption coming this week. Way to step it up, Bill. Perio 4. Perry does a great article series. Him and Nick do a great article series on FFChamps.com for DraftKings strategy. I'm sure we'll talk to one of them on Thursday, along with our Best Buy overpriced players. Usually either Dan or Nick will join us on the show on Thursday and kind of go over their strategy, what tournaments they think they should go in. Dan does a great, great breakdown of basically bankroll management, which is really, really helpful if you're just getting started. Helpful.
His articles are great as far as that bankroll. I mean, both of those guys do an excellent job as far as the weekly DraftKings stuff that they put up on FF Champs. I mean, if you're not reading their stuff, don't glance over it. Read it, especially if you're playing these weekly fantasy leagues. There's a lot of great information by both of them.
And what Dan does great is he'll say, okay, so let's say you're playing with a $100 bankroll. He'll tell you what tournaments to get in, what gives you the better percentage on return on investment, and how much money you'll win if you're betting this amount in this tournament or this amount in another tournament. So Dan does a great job with that. Thanks for emailing in, Dan. Came in third place. The guy knows what he's doing, clearly. Kev, do we got to take another break? I've just been flying through these emails.
You want to bang out some more?
Do we have to take another break in the show or just bang out emails the rest of the day?
Let's just do some emails. I'm feeling generous.
All right. So we're going to – all right. No commercials. I'm fine with that. More talk
Let's
time.
Do it. Yes.
More talk time, right? Who do we have next? Cody in Illinois?
Cody in Illinois.
It just reminded me of the Anchorman scene when they're like – getting in the news fight, and Tim Robbins shows up from like, he's like, public news team is here, no commercials, no messy.
That's great. Get that clip. We need that clip on the show. Cody from Illinois. I'm in a two quarterback PPR league. Got offered a trade to get Stafford and Zach Stacy for Drew Brees. He already has Nick Foles and Big Ben on his roster. Is there that much of a drop-off from Brees to Stafford?
No, I don't think there is. But is Zach Stacy a big upgrade for his running back position? I mean, he's got Ellington, Forte, and Gerhardt. So
I hate Toby Gerhardt.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a conversation about this earlier. I mean, I was a fan of him beginning of the year. I'm giving him one more week, Bill. I'm trusting him against the Indianapolis Colts. Horrible defense. They just
Very
gave
true.
Up how many points to Darren Sproles and LeSean McCoy the other day. I'm having faith in Gerhardt for one more week. If he lets me down this week, I'm done. Overboard, walk the plank. We're done, Toby. We are done. Right. Lose my number.
Anthony's putting Tony Romo and Toby Gerhardt on blast today.
You're on the chopping block, boys. All right? Sure. Don't let me down.
You've been warned. So what? You don't think Stacy's a big enough upgrade to sacrifice Brees for Stafford?
No, I'm saying I think getting Stafford and Zach Stacy for Drew Brees is a good pickup. He's getting more depth in that running back position, and I think Stafford and Brees almost cancel out. I mean, Brees has not looked that great this year. He's got a great chance to turn around. It's Drew Brees. He can still throw for 5,000 yards, but so can Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford might have better weapons, especially signing Golden Tate there this year. So it's a trade I think I would make.
All right. So Cody in Illinois, go for it. Next email is from Jag, our good friend Jag. How much free agent budget should I spend on Kirk Cousins, Donald Brown, Kerry Robinson? League budget is $500, and I used $100 for Forsett. Holy crap, that was a little bit too much. Kirk Cousins, I don't know who his quarterback is. I don't know if he needs to pick up quarterback. Donald Brown and Kerry Robinson are the guys that I'm focusing on. I think each one is probably going to go between $60 and $80 this weekend.
Yes, that seems about right. 100 might be a little too rich for the blood of Donald Brown and Kyrie Robinson.
Only because, listen, there's a lot of different guys that I think people are going to be focused on picking up this week. So I don't think people are going to be bidding. Like, when Justin Forsett was to pick up, he was really the only one.
Right.
But Niall Davis, Kyrie Robinson, Donald Brown, Bobby Rainey, those are four running backs that I think a lot of people are going to spend on. So it drives down the market price a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough when you go through a week that you have this many substantial injuries in the NFL into fantasy teams. But the positive side of that is there's a lot more free agent pickups, so you're not everyone in your league. You're not 12 people, like you said last week, going, I want Justin Forsett. Now you got Donald Brown and Kyrie Robinson and Kirk Cousins and Mohamed Sanu. And you have so many, and Nile Paul and Travis Kelce. You have so many options out there people are going to be picking up, so you don't have to go overboard spending a lot of money on these guys. There's going to be, you know, a lot of smaller bids out there, people trying to pick up two and three of these guys.
Next email is from Neil in Pennsylvania, wants to know if he should drop Roy Helu and pick up Donald Brown. I say absolutely.
Yes, not even a question.
Next email is from, where we go here? Waiver wire question for the truth. All right, this one's from Dan Martin. Would you drop Fred Jackson for Ahmad Bradshaw, Bobby Rainey, or one of the Cleveland running backs not named Tate? So basically, it's down to Terrence West, in my opinion. Terrence West or Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yes. Yeah, Bobby Rainey is one of those guys. Once Doug Martin's healthy, he's not going to get the touches he was. Yeah. I mean, if he's playing, he looked great last week. So that offensive system will help whoever's in that running back spot. But, I mean, Fred Jackson for Ahmad Bradshaw, I like that.
What about Fred Jackson for Terrence West?
Yeah, Terrence West. I mean, again, another guy. He looked good the two times that he came in and he was playing for Ben Tate. I like Terrence West a lot. So I feel like Fred Jackson is droppable to pick up either one of these guys. They're both going to be starting. And Fred Jackson is not right now. So if C.J. Spiller stays on the field, Fred Jackson is not as valuable.
I'm really surprised the way Fred Jackson's been used by the Bills after all summer. They're basically saying Fred Jackson's going to get a lot of the carries, a lot of the goal line work. C.J. Spiller's not going to do a whole lot. But through two games, Spiller's been the one getting into the end zone.
Yeah. Fred Jackson's only got 19 touches right now for Buffalo as far as rushing attempts go, which I really was expecting more of, you know, 12 to 13 or 14 per game at this point, just the way they were talking this offseason.
Next email is from FF Egghead. Is that what his name is?
FF Egghead. Hey there, Mr. Egghead.
Yeah. 10-team standard league non-PPR. Dropping McKinnon, Jarek McKinnon, and thinking that is all I want to drop. I have no idea. Do you see his question here? Oh, here we go. Please rank running backs on the waiver wire. I'm sorry. I totally missed the big, bold letters in his email. waiver wire, tier one, Nile Davis, Kyrie Robinson, Donald Brown. I think for me, it goes Robinson, Brown, Davis. But that's only because Jamal Charles is eventually going to come back. Ryan Matthews is not coming back for a while. Mark Ingram's not coming back for a while.
Yeah, agreed. If you knew more about Jamal Charles, Niles Davis would vault up to that top spot if he's missing 6 weeks like these other guys, but he's not. So you can't put all your faith in Nile Davis this week.
Tier two, C.J. Anderson, McFadden, Jonathan Stewart. I'm not picking up any of them.
Nope, don't want any of them on my team at all.
He doesn't have Monte Ball, so that's not that big of a deal.
No, not worth it at all. Don't waste a waiver or a waiver claim on any of those guys.
Ike in Charlotte has a sad story. He says, sup, Bill and Ant. Sad story. Sunday morning, I had Doug Martin in my lineup, left to drive to my buddy's house to watch the Panthers game, and got there at 1 p.m., only to find out he was inactive. But I already had dropped Rainey this... Oh, God. I already had dropped Rainey this week to pick up Asiata. Well, that's not that bad. Since he was locked for me, so he was locked for me. And there was no one else on the waiver wire to plug in. Got a big, fat zero in my running back one spot, and I lost this week. Freaking Doug Martin. Anyway, question for you. Would you drop any of the following for Nile Davis or Rainey? Matt Asiata, Justin Hunter, Pierre Thomas, Bernard Pierce, or Josh Gordon? Ike and Charlotte.
10-man non-PPR. All right, Ike. Any of the following for Nile Davis or Bobby Rainey? Matt Asiata. That man is going to be a real question mark. We talked about the whole Adrian Peterson situation earlier in the show. I have him on both my teams, picked him up, and he's the guy I'm going to drop for my waiver wire claims, but it kind of, I'm hesitating on it just because if something comes down that Adrian Peterson is not going to play for a while, I mean, Matt Asiata has a lot of value.
Yeah, I can't see, I wish I knew who his team was. I think he should get Bobby Rainey only because he has Doug Martin.
Right.
So I'm all right with him dropping Asiata. Or Pierre Thomas, it's a non-PPR league. I would almost go with dropping Pierre Thomas and then just picking up Bobby Rainey, only because he has Doug Martin. I want him to have that handcuff.
Right, and that way if Martin doesn't play, next time Martin doesn't play, bam, swap one out for the other, doesn't matter what time they're playing, you're good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would just wait on that. I think it's a good idea to wait there. Next email trade question is from Paven. Hi, Bill and Anthony. I'm a first-time FF Champs member. Thank you. Welcome aboard. Thanks for all the advice. I have a couple of questions. I have a trade proposal. I get the 49ers defense, C.J. Spiller, and Anquan Boldin for Eddie Lacy and the Bills defense. What do you think? All right, so he's trading the 49ers, C.J. Spiller, and Anquan Boldin for Eddie Lacy and Bills defense. Let's look at the defenses first. 49ers or Bills defense, I'm still giving the edge towards San Fran.
Yeah, they still do look good, and like I said, they're not fully healthy. They got guys on suspension. They got guys hurt. I mean, if you can stay in the conversation for a playoff spot in your fantasy league halfway through the season, this 49ers defense is going to get a lot stronger.
Yeah, I think I would hold on to the 49ers defense. Eddie Lacy does not look good. I don't think you should give him up just for C.J. Spiller and Anquan Boldin, even with Lacy struggling right now.
You can. I mean, he's a stud. C.J. Spiller, another guy who can be great, but I have more faith in Eddie Lacy than I do C.J. Spiller.
Yeah, so I would keep Lacy. The Bills for the 49ers defense, that would be the only spot where you're really making an upgrade.
Yeah.
Second part of the question is, should I give up on Toby Gerhart? Anthony, that's your boy, Gerhart. I have him on my bench. Should I drop and get someone like Nile Davis or Bobby Rainey? Tight end, should he go after Jordan Reed? Should he go after Niles Pollard, Delanie Walker, since he has Kyle Rudolph and Jordan Reed? I think he's fine at tight end. I don't think he should drop Gerhart. It's not like I dislike Gerhart that much that you go after Bobby Rainey or Nile Davis.
Yeah, he's a guy, even though he's not playing great right now, he's got some value. He's a starting running back on a team and a workhorse. I mean, you can't just drop him right now. Again, if he's got another bad week this week, all bets are out of the window for Toby Gerhart after that, but don't drop him quite yet.
Next email is from Jeremy. He says, hey guys, I had an absolutely terrible week one, losing all 10 of my leagues. Wow.
Ouch.
But of course I came back this week and actually won all 10 of my leagues. Wow. Ooh. I just tuned in, so I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this yet, but I'm curious if you guys are considering Julian Edelman as a every week starter. I think he is in PPR.
Definitely
he's
in PPR.
Consistently in the top 20 on the FFCPI. Consistently. That's a wide receiver too.
Listen, he's definitely an everyday starter, every week starter in PPR, but even in non-PPR so far this year in two games, 95 yards in one game, 81 yards and a touchdown in another game. I mean, 9 points, it could be a little bit better, but still, there's a lot worse options out there for you in a non-PPR league. I mean, Julian Edelman, if he keeps playing like this, he's going to be an every week starter no matter what your scoring format is, I think.
Next email is from Diego. Hey, guys, won 5 of my 6 leagues this week. Congratulations.
Nice.
I have some injuries in my main league. 10-team PPR, Matt, blah, 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 blah. I don't even see a question here.
I need a flex between Andre Ellington, Eric Decker, Danny Woodhead, and Kelvin Benjamin.
Plus James Jones or Droik Bell off waivers. I would absolutely go get Droik Bell.
Yeah, if Droik Bell's sitting there, how is that happening? You got to pick him up real quick, especially in a PPR league.
Also, a friend of mine wants to trade Steve Smith because he's a Steelers fan. Should I give up any of these guys? I really don't understand what Diego's asking here. Am I just not reading it correctly? He's telling us his team, and then he's... I don't know what he's doing. I guess he wants a flex between Decker, Woodhead, and Benjamin. But then he says, plus James Jones or Droik Bell off waivers. And then he says, Steve Smith. I don't really understand what's going on here with this question.
Yeah, a lot going on here. I mean, I think with what he has going on with his team, Forte, Monte Ball, Demarius, Roddy White. Roddy White, we're not sure. He's playing Thursday night. He might not play. So you might have to put Eric Decker or Kelvin Benjamin in that spot. I mean, Andre Ellington, he's playing. I don't see why you would take him out of your lineup at all, especially in a PPR league. I mean, leave him in your flex and pick up Droik Bell off waivers. Let him sit on your bench. Go on from there.
Yeah, I really am not concerned about Monte Ball. I know people are a little bit skittish on him right now because he didn't have a good week two, but he got the ball 25 times in week one, and in week two, the Broncos passed the ball for touchdowns inside the 4-yard line, not once, but twice. So I'm not worried about Monte Ball yet.
Yeah, Monte Ball will be fine. They got a tough week coming up this week. They're going to Seattle. I mean, that's going to be a fun game to watch, Super Bowl rematch, but you know how the Seahawks play at home, so it's going to be a tough week for Broncos owners, any of them, I think. Look what they did to Aaron Rodgers. Not saying Peyton Manning's going to get shut down, but just temper your expectations for Broncos players this week going into Seattle.
I know week two was very tough with injuries. I know a lot of your first, second, third round picks might not be playing in week three because they got banged up. The truth is, more likely than not, your opponents are suffering from the same problems. There were a lot of guys that went down with injuries in week two. The waiver wire will be very active in week three. Check out the article we have on FF Champs. Go back and re-listen to the part of the show where we went over our waiver wire report. Hit us up on Twitter if you're listening to us on demand via the Patriots mobile app or on iTunes, at FF Champs, at the PPR Monster, at Bill Enright. We're answering Twitter questions around the clock. We'll do start and sit lineup questions on Thursday. Anthony is already writing the article today. I'm already doing the rankings, the FFCPI and FF Champs. So we're going to have all of your start and sit questions ready for our Thursday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Patriots.com Radio. I think we always try to reserve some time for our producer, Kevin Collins. I'd like to hear from him. He's been very quiet today. I think he's a little bit under the weather. But, Kevin, do you have any waiver wire questions?
Not really, not yet. I think I'll have some more tomorrow and into Thursday. But I'm pretty happy with my teams. We just 2-0 in one league, 0-2 in the other. But I'm the third highest point value in the league that I'm 0-2. So I've just had I lost by a point last week, and I lost by 8 points this week, but had another real good week. So I'm pretty confident that over the course of the whole season, it'll balance out.
You said you might have questions tomorrow. When's your waiver wire period? Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't think it goes through till Thursday morning. The process
really?
Is Thursday morning, yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
When does yours go through, Ant?
One of them is Wednesday night, and one is Thursday morning as well.
Do you guys do free agent acquisition budgets on ESPN?
I do not. My ESPN league, I just do straight waiver wire. That's it. No money involved. The other one is a cap as far as who you can pick up on the waiver, but that's the only way you can do it. You have to bid. If you get outbid, you can't pick up anybody off of waivers the rest of the week.
Because the way that ESPN does their free agent acquisition, but their fat budgets, it drives me crazy. They basically do a waiver period every day. So you have to bid on someone every day. There's never a point in time where you can just go in and pick someone up.
Yeah, that is very frustrating. Like I said, that other league I do, it's not on ESPN. It's on a smaller site, but it's the same thing. You go put your waiver bid in, how much you want to bid on a certain player. If you get outbid, sorry, that's it. If you don't get anybody, there's no such thing as free agency in that. It's you've got to bid and spend money, and if you don't, you're screwed.
The free agent budget system, to me, that's my favorite way. I don't believe in reverse order of standings. I don't care if someone's 0-2 or even if I'm 0-2. I don't believe I should have an advantage over a player. This is not a charity game. If your team stinks, I'm not going to just reward you in getting the best pickup every week to try to make it more competitive. Draft a better team next year.
Now, what we do in that ESPN league where it's just straight, we go last pick in the draft gets the first priority
right.
on waiver wire.
I'm fine with that, too. That's my second favorite.
But then once you pick, you drop to the bottom, and if you don't pick somebody up the next week, you stack up. So it's kind of a strategy game, too. I mean, if you're somewhere in the middle and you don't see anyone you want to grab, at the end of the year, if you're number one and, God forbid, Jamal Charles goes down week 12 and you're at the top, you got an advantage. So it's interesting. It's kind of strategy in that way, too.
In the one league that I'm a commissioner, I introduced the FAB system. For those of you that don't know, it's free agent acquisition budget. And what it is you get a fixed dollar amount, everyone gets the same, and you bid, blind bid on players instead of, just putting a claim in on them. You put a dollar amount to their value or to how much you want to bid on a player in order to pick them up. When I introduced it to my league, you would have thought I was speaking Japanese to these idiots.
It's not that uncommon. It really isn't.
No, but this was a couple years ago before it started to get a little bit more popular. But these guys, and my friends are, they're smart guys.
But they thought I was like, oh, this is going to be so complicated. What if I want to bid $1.50 instead of $2 or $1, and he bids $1.51? What if there's a tie? And I was like, guys, this is going to help the league. It's more competitive. It's going to be a lot more strategy, a lot more fun. You may get a player that you didn't think you were going to get because no one else bid on him. And now they all love it. But yeah, in the beginning, they were all very, very dragging their feet.
You can't do that. I mean, you know what? Sometimes it's weird to do some new things in fantasy, but that's what we do. I mean, if you're in a league, you got all your buddies coming over, you know, get something written up, all your rules, and then take a vote. I mean, we introduce new stuff every year. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? How do you feel about this? We take a vote. You know, majority rules. If you like it, we do it. If you don't, we don't. There's so many options out there in the fantasy football world for what you can do as far as waivers and free agents and trades and pickups, and it's unreal. It's your imagination is the limit. You can do whatever you want, so don't get stuck in, oh, I have to do it this way because that's how I've been doing it on this site or that site. Do whatever you want. You can have so much more fun with all your buddies if you do it that way.
My brother is playing fantasy this year for the first time. He was in the Army the last couple of years, so he never got really to pay attention to football. He was at West Point and he didn't really have time for fantasy football or to pay attention to the NFL. So he's in fantasy for the first time this year. I helped him with his draft, and he has his team is loaded. I don't know. I guess it was with a bunch of coworkers. They don't really know a whole lot about football either. He has some like really high profile banking job, and a lot of the IT guys are in the league, and they don't really know about fantasy. But the boss wanted them to do it just to get a little bit more camaraderie in the office. Yeah. So I helped my brother draft this team, and he calls me on Sunday. He's like, "I'm not playing Demaryius Thomas tomorrow." I said, "Yes, you are. What are you talking about?" He goes, "No, don't want to play him. He's not showing me enough in practice this week." I said, "You know, you're such a jackwagon, Mike. Just put him in your lineup, set it and forget it. Demaryius Thomas is one of the best receivers in the NFL. You always start your studs." And he starts, you know, backtalking me about how, oh, Demaryius wasn't doing a lot in practice. And I said, you have to rely on these guys. These are the guys that are going to carry you every week. They're going to get you 15 points. Some weeks they're going to get you 30 points. A guy like Jordy Nelson, you have to bank on him. Sometimes he's going to get you 10 points, sometimes he's going to get you 15. This week he might have got you 50 points. So that's just another example. I know a lot of people out there might be getting frustrated with some of these guys, but you have to start your studs, people. I try to really emphasize that as much as I can.
Start them, no matter what. Start them. I mean, that's it, man. It's the simplest thing you can do. You draft guys in the first three rounds, so you have three positions on your squad. You have nothing to worry about. In, done, don't look.
All right, well, let's finish up the show with some last words. Kevin, what do you got for us? Final thoughts, last words, anything? Anything on the mind?
Not really. Just trying to get off the schneid in the work league. I'm looking... Like I said, I'm third in points out of 12 teams, but I'm kind of getting it on the chin being the producer of the fantasy, you know, the fantasy football champs, and I'm 0-2 in our K at Craft Sports Productions League.
That's so. Just bad luck.
It's rough, though. It's tough to take it on the chin every day, you know?
Well, listen, you have the third most points in the league. Your luck will change.
Appreciate it.
That's what you got to believe in. Anthony, what do you got for final thoughts?
That's it, man. Yeah, listen, Kevin, I'm going to go piggyback off of what you just said. As far as wins and losses go in the fantasy world, yeah, it's great to be 2-0, but if you're up there in total points scored, it just means your team is solid. You're running into some bad luck these first couple weeks. And anybody else out there, if you're scoring points every week consistently and you got a great team scoring a lot of points, don't lose faith. You're going to be okay. Everything will even out in the end.
That's right. There will be a shift. I guarantee it. There will be a shift. After week four, once the bye weeks start to come into play, the teams with the best depth at running back and wide receiver, those are the teams that really come to the start winning. The cream rises to the top. So just give it a couple more weeks. Let everything play out. Let everything settle down. Let these injuries take their toll on your opponents. And then once these bye weeks hit, that's when you're really going to hit your stride. Get your waiver wire picks in early. Check out the articles on FF Champs. You want your free membership, ffchamps.com/pats, and get in our DraftKings court tournament because it's going to fill up fast, probably in the next 48 hours. We'll be back on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank Kevin Collins, Anthony Grace, the whole Patriots.com radio staff, and everyone at Fantasy Football Champs. We'll see you on Thursday. Best of luck to you in week 3.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.